Dan asks, what's a generally good marketing tactic startups fail at when they do it too early? Conversely, what's a tactic that works early on but doesn't as you start to scale? Wait a minute. Are you saying, Dan, that startups are wasting money on shit that doesn't work and scale-ups are missing out on opportunities to grow faster? You bet your sweet patootie they are. Let's get to it. All right, so this question's from Dan Sullivan, founder of Crowdly, longtime entrepreneur, great guy. Appreciate this, Dan. So the tactic that springs to mind is trade shows. The reason is not that trade shows are a waste, because I actually think they're an incredibly effective tactic for companies at almost any stage. It's because trade shows are all about activation, which is a very different set of activities than participation. And in my experience, too few startups who are trying to leverage trade shows as a tactic just aren't doing it right. And part of that is they don't have the focus, the resources, or whatever. But I think I see a lot of money wasted on shows. All right, so what do I mean by that? So, you know, when I was a CMO, I used to tell my team, you know, trade shows don't create value. They just create the potential for value. Right, you're going to have a lot of prospective customers clustered together in a small geographic area, so that's a target-rich environment. It should be all good, but I think too many marketing people are focused on, okay, should we get the 6x8 booth or the 15x18 booth, or the is it worth upgrading because Hugeco is going to have a huge booth with doves and dancing girl. I don't know. Like it's a focus on things other than what creates value. What creates value at a trade show is lots of one-on-one contact, and the vast majority of that contact has to be planned in advance if you expect to get out of a trade show what you put into it. What that usually entails is the creation of some kind of a space off the show floor that you can use to have lots of meetings with people that are relevant. And to do that, you really got to have two things. You got to have the people there, you know, worth meeting. So this is not a marketing activity. This is an activity that involves multiple folks on the executive team. And then you have to do the work to schedule the appointments. Like if you're going to get the CEO there, you got to get that guy or gal in that room meeting with prospective customers, partners, whatever, back to back from like, you know, morning till night. Then you can do an event to build awareness and recognition. But it is absolutely not about, you know, giving away whatever, pencils and Cupid dolls in some booth. It's much more about how do I activate that show by creating the one-on-one interactions that people need. As for the second part of the question, I think there's a lot of stuff that doesn't work later. I think it's really important to understand as an entrepreneur that the challenge of finding customers is very different from the challenge of building a machine that finds customers. And what you're doing in the early days is really just you're out there, you're beating the bushes, you're trying to find deals. And this whole set of expertise and focus required to build a system that does that, to scale an organization that does it, is incredibly different and not impossible, but you have to respect that difference. You have to always be looking for ways to systematize, to institutionalize the process of demand gen. You know, really have a much more engineered sales process so that you're not just out there looking for the myth of the, you know, incredible sales guy, finding the right sales guy. You know, great businesses are able to make sales guys right. As long as you're willing to work hard, you could take, you know, the right young person with the right kind of energy and give them the tools that they need to be successful. So generally speaking, you know, scaling that marketing model is really about empowering sales. It's really about looking for ways to make the whole sales and marketing program dramatically more efficient. And that is a very different challenge than the challenge of going to get deals done. The Ask Trap podcast is sponsored by G20 Ventures, early traction capital for East Coast enterprise tech startups, backed by the power and expertise of 20 of the Northeast's most accomplished entrepreneurs. G20 Ventures, people first. Got a question about your brand, marketing, startup, VC, whatever? Use hashtag AskTrap on Twitter, and I'll answer your question right here in just a few minutes, each week on the Ask Trap podcast. My name's Mike Traiano. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Here comes the Ant-Snapper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Murderer.